I'd be more inclined to rent a space under an assumed name, then after this was done, abandon it. So would I. I'd trade the convenience of operating out of my own space for the lesser risk of using a temporary space. Hotels, work or living spaces leased within the last 6 months. He's controlled, but I can't see him using a rented space for longer. Okay. Rourke held her in place another moment, then released her. Why don't you do that cross-search? I'll do the other. She rose, as he did, but she turned to him. When this office thing happens, you could work in here on this kind of thing if you wanted. Take the cop stuff out of your own space. I don't mind the cop stuff in my space. I know. We'll add that into the appreciation sex. I'll look at the designs again when I finish this. Pick one. If one suits. Yeah, if that. She manned her desk again, solo, began the cross-search. While it ran, she managed to figure out how to send Peabody the complicated program Rourke had written and implemented in under 2 hours. She imagined fellow e-geek McNabb would do a happy dance. After adding an update, she went into the kitchen to program more coffee, reminding herself that space would change too. No need to hold on to the old, she told herself. And in reality, even the old had changed since Mavis and Leonardo had her old apartment. Nothing about it looked like the Spartan and basic cop place she'd lived in, not with all the color, the clutter, the kid. The kid. When Bella blipped into her mind, she remembered the party. She had to go to a baby birthday party, where surely there would be more babies crawling or walking in that drunk way they did, making those weird noises, staring like dolls. Why did they do that? She shook the thought away, got her coffee, and went back to murder. The incoming from Rourke signaled moments before he came back. Hotels.